at the Agri-Marketing Conference. I am visiting with Paulson Marketing, and I'm going to let both of you introduce yourselves first and tell me what you do.
Alicia DeGeest at Paulson Marketing. I'm account supervisor and manager of the direct marketing program.
And Sarah, and I do know you, but go ahead.
Sarah Stever, and I'm vice president of digital services at Paulson.
Well, I understand that you have a new white paper out. I guess, first of all, tell me what the topic of this is, what it was you were trying to learn.
Absolutely. The topic of this thought paper is real lifestylers are changing the way they research and buy products. And what we're looking at here is how online communities, brand advocates, and customer reviews are really influencing their purchase decisions. So we did some in-person interviews as well as an email survey out to 340 respondents to get their feedback on how they make purchase decisions.
Now, how did you define them as rural lifestylers?
We define this audience by someone who is living in the country but not necessarily making a living off of the country.
Gotcha. Well, tell me a little bit about what you learned then out of this, whoever would like to.
Sure. Well, one of the things that we found really interesting, and this is kind of based on one of the studies we did earlier, was that the adoption rate of technologies and things like internet penetration is virtually the same between normal consumers and real lifestylers and production ag people. So we wanted to extrapolate that out to other behaviors that might be online. And so we know there's proven behaviors or behaviors we're noticing where people are skipping past normal research processes and using things like reviews in order to make a purchase decision. So this study, particular study, revolved around questions that were bringing up that type of behavior in people.
Yes. We noticed that within the purchase process, the modern sales funnel that we've typically learned in our textbooks and our marketing backgrounds is that there's awareness, consideration, evaluation, and then you purchase. But what's happening afterwards, that experience and that influence, is having a great deal of effect on that next purchase. And so that's what we wanted to dig into as far as the influence of the after the purchase on prospective customers.
So what does this mean for agri-marketers like who we have here?
Right. As marketers, it's always our challenge to find the right marketing mix and message and how to reach that real lifestyler in an era where the purchase process is including now new powerful influencers. So it's changing. And so in the thought paper, we've provided a few takeaways and a few insights to help reach that audience.
Well, what are some of those? That would be my next question.
Well, there's what we've identified are two types of influencers. So there's a macro influencer, and macro influencers have really existed for a long time. They might be a veterinarian, they might be a trainer, they might be a celebrity eventer, someone that you look up to and respect for various reasons of prestige. But we've also identified micro influencers, and those are the people that are kind of the new ones on the stage. And so these are people you don't necessarily know, but because of a common interest, you trust them. You trust their opinion. And so there are different ways to reach, of course, those two types of audiences. One is very social, and one is very much kind of, I guess you'd say, a one-to-one way to reach out as marketers. So you want a marketing mix that actually identifies and reaches out to those two types of influencers.
A great quote from one of our interviews is that really led us to see the strong pattern of influence between online communities and online strangers, really, is she had gone on to say, it gives me a little bit of feeling like, well, I haven't made a bad decision. I mean, five other people who I don't know agree that this is a good product. So I'm feeling good about my purchase, even if it's $10. I really do like reviews, and I really think they're important. So it's just came to confirm that those micro-influencers do have a great deal of importance when making a purchase decision.
Did you learn in this process, or were you able to segment it out at all in terms of, like, people who had maybe more interest in animals versus something else? I don't know if there are any categories.
I think there's some. So we've talked to a lot of horse owners, and they tend to show up a lot in rural lifestyle. Yeah. Some of them are actually making a little bit of a living off of what they do with that. And they have a very closed group of people that they network with. And so the macro influencer there is a big deal. But as you get into people who aren't either eventers or, you know, have it more of as a sideline, more as a pet, they're really more influenced by a micro because they don't run in the circles where they're running into that. They may not really know their vet very well, those types of folks.
Anything else that you would want to point out, and or if somebody wants to learn more about what you learned, where can we direct them to?
I have one other point that we found very fascinating, and is the impact that the rural lifestyler has at that point of purchase. So point of purchase behavior is changing quite a bit, and that is because of mobile savviness. They are in a store and they have a capability of searching out more information about a product right before they're going to purchase it. And they use their mobile phone and not only searching for a product and looking up a consumer review, but reaching out to their social network. We heard several situations where they were in a store, rather than going and talking to a dealer or a salesperson, they would rather reach out to their Facebook network and ask a question about, did you buy this kind of, who's out there bought this kind of tractor? And would rely on that input rather than talking to someone in store. So we found that to be fascinating, as well as their intrigue and interest in QR codes and barcode scanning. So that tech savviness is happening in that rural lifestyle and producer audience, where a lot of times as marketers in agri-marketing, we have not made those parallels. But they do have a lot of common technology traits as general consumers.
Mm-hmm. Where do I find out or maybe get the paper?
Sure. You can go to agribranding.com and go directly to the paper there, or to paulsonmarketing.com/agri-thoughts, or just paulsonmarketing.com to the homepage and click on agri-thoughts. We have lots of ways for you to get there.
Absolutely. Well, we will make sure that some of those are linked to in the story that we'll do on this. Well, thank you both very much. Really appreciate talking here at the Agri-Marketing Conference. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.